Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue to share with you on the subject of the Feast of Trumpets, as this is the time of the year of when this occurs. Leviticus 23 in verse 2, the Bible speaks of the fact that the feasts of the Lord were my feasts. They're not Old Testament or Jewish feasts. They're God's feasts. They're holy meetings before God. There are seven feasts, three major feast times, as we mentioned, Passover in the first month of Aviv, Pentecost, the third month, Siwan, and Tabernacles in the seventh month, Tishri. Three at Passover, they've been fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb on the very day of Passover, unleavened bread bearing away the sin in the 3 days and three nights, and first fruits being raised from the dead. He was the first fruit, and the first fruits included the Old Testament saints that had the gospel preached to them, and they received and were born again, just as Jesus was born from the dead. Then the next season was Pentecost, and that was 50 days after that, and that was the day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the day when those that were alive on earth would be reconciled unto God, being born again, being in relationship with him. In the third feast season, Tabernacles, there's three of those in that feast season, which is Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles. And we're talking about the Feast of Trumpets. Remember that all these things are shadows of things to come. Now, the Feast of Trumpets, we saw in Leviticus chapter 23, in verse 23 and 24, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial, blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. This was in the first day of the seventh month, Tishri, which occurs at our time of September or October, depending upon the lunar calendar, because God's calendar, remember, is a lunar calendar. Now this festival of trumpets sounded throughout the land, calling the nation to repentance, as we mentioned, preparing for the Day of Atonement, which was the day of judgment, the day of national cleansing. We saw in Nehemiah chapter 8, on the first day of the seventh month, here's where they read the law all day long. As they read the law, that speaks of the Word of God that was going to come forth, and this speaks of the fact that God is bringing forth revelation of the truth in these last days. Now, there were two kinds of trumpets in Israel. Trumpets were made with a ram's horn, the shofar, also trumpets of silver. The trumpets of the ram's horn came from the sacrifice of the bullock or the ram. And this was blown in memorial in remembrance of the ram, who was the sacrificed in the place of Isaac, remember, in Genesis 22, verse 13, of course, which is prophetic of Jesus, the sacrifice for us in order to bring forth the redemption of mankind. Trumpets were also blown to hail a king, to call all to appear before the king in anticipation of personal judgment. And that's exactly what we're coming to down the road as these last days continue on. Also to gather the troops to battle, because you and I are engaging in the warfare, and it's also alarm and a wake-up call to call us to personal judgment and repentance in our life. We see a scripture in 1 Kings 1:34 where it speaks of how Nathan the prophet anointed him their king over Israel and said, Blow ye with the trumpet. See, the trumpet was brought forth as they were bringing forth the one anointed as the king. We see in Psalms 98:6, With trumpets and the sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the king. Again, it's announcing God's kingship, and as the trumpets are going forth, we see that it has the purpose of showing forth that the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, is coming, and he is going to establish his millennial reign on earth as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. Trumpet speaks of the fact that God is coming to manifest himself, and it's prophetic of the fact that he's going to manifest himself in the church. The whole body of Christ is to meet God and to come to the place of being holy before him. That's why we've got to cleanse ourselves of all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfect holiness before a holy God, because we're coming to meet the Lord. Praise God. in Judges 3:27. It speaks of the fact that he blew a trumpet in the Mount of Ephraim, and then they went down with him, and this is the time when they engage in warfare. During time of war is blowing the trumpet, because it's sounding the alarm and calling us to battle. And what is God doing? He's calling us to battle. And also in Joel, we see the same thing. Blow the trumpet in Zion. They're supposed to arise, and they're entering into the battle, fasting and praying, and entering into the spiritual warfare. Praise God. Also, we see in Leviticus 25:9, it speaks of the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and that's the Day of Atonement. Again, this trumpet was showing forth the fact that there was going to be liberty that was going to come forth, as the ultimate fulfillment is going to be the judgment upon those ungodly that do not know the gospel and that have rejected Jesus Christ. The Battle of Armageddon and the great destruction that's going to come, the great judgment, is going to occur at this time on the 10th day of the 7th month. And God does things on exact days. If he fulfilled the first four on the exact day, you better believe he's going to fulfill the last three on the exact day at the appointed time when this comes to pass. In Exodus chapter 19, we see something that's important in verse 10, and this was in the third month, which is the time of Pentecost, where Moses met with God. And in verse 10, he said, "Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." Prophetically, speaking of the time from time of Christ. Today and tomorrow, that would be 2 days, 2,000 years since the time of Christ. And so the 2,000-year period, they're to be sanctified during that time, and they're to wash their clothes. This all speaks of the fact that the church is supposed to be sanctified, spirit, soul, and body, and to be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord, and wash their clothes. And he says that they were to be ready against the third day, for in the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all of the people, as it says in verse 11. And so that shows you the fact that the third day is the time, the beginning of that 7,000-year period, because 4,000 was from Abraham unto Christ, and then we have 2,000 from the time of Christ, so we have 6,000 years. At the time of the next 1,000, the 7th, which would be the third day from the time of Christ, 2,000 years plus the beginning of the third day. And this is the time where it says you're to be ready against the third day, because this is the time when God's going to be coming. And he's going to come in the second coming of Jesus Christ to bring forth his judgment. The third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people. Of course, that happened back there in Exodus 19. It's all prophetic of the fact that he is going to come down also at this particular time. And we know that we're in the last days period. We know it's going to happen. In Exodus 19:16, it came to pass on the third day in the morning. That shows it's going to happen. It was in the morning, the early part of the day, and sometime during this early part of the beginning of this third day period, he's going to show up. There were thunders and lightnings, a thick cloud upon the mount, the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so all the people in the camp trembled. It will be a time of everybody is going to have to be in the fear of the Lord and walking with God and being holy before him. Verse 17, Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. Again, trumpets is speaking of the time that we're meeting with God to be right before him. Praise God. And so they were to be sanctified, to be holy before the Lord. He's bringing you to the place of holiness, and he's going to manifest himself as he comes to bring forth the judgment. Now, in Joshua in chapter 6, we see something. In verse 4 and following, where it says the seven priests will bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns. And these seven trumpets, remember we have seven trumpets, are going to come forth in the time of Revelation. And the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it comes to pass when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Here we see the fact that every man is going to ascend up. What is that speaking of? The church caught up to meet the Lord in the air, to be with the Lord. And that's exactly what is going to happen in fulfillment of this, as it's the type and shadow we see in Joshua chapter 6. Then we come to the trumpets of silver. The trumpets of silver are trumpets that are of one piece of silver, symbol of the price of redemption of the soul. Silver was used as the ransom or atonement money, and this speaks of the fact of what Jesus accomplishes for us in the redemption. And we see these trumpets of silver in Numbers in chapter 10. It speaks of how they were for the calling of the assembly. And it was to call them, and also for the journeying of the camps where they were going to move from place to place. And also, we see the fact that it was the sounding the alarm to go to war with the enemy. And that God, of course, would come on the scene, and he would save them and deliver them out from their enemies. This is all in Numbers chapter 10, where we see this. Now, another place in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, in verse 12 to 13, here's where it speaks of the priests being sanctified, the Levites, the singers. And they said they were arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps. And they stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. The number 120 in Scripture, what it represents is the change from one age to another age. Remember, there were 120 in the upper room. It was the change from the Old Testament age to the New Testament age, the birthday of the church. Well, here, in all this that occurs in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, by the way, you read it from the beginning, it's talking about in the seventh month. Whenever you see something in Scripture about the seventh month, you know that it's talking about something prophetic to be fulfilled in the end times. And so here in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, it speaks of the 120 priests sounding with the trumpets. There's a change about to occur, the end of the church age and the beginning of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And it talks about the trumpeters and singers were as one, because Jesus is bringing us to the place of being one as we walk in his ways and be obedient unto him. By the way, you can't be one with the Lord just because you're going to be one with other people. No, you get one with the Lord, and then you'll be one with those that are the real body of Christ that are really walking the walk. And the way you're going to be one is walking in obedience to him, being holy, walking uprightly, turning away from all the ways of sin, crucifying the flesh, separate from the world, and doing the will of God and carrying out the service of the Lord. And so as the trumpeters were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, God's going to bring the body of Christ to the place of being one. There's lots of work to be done, obviously, but this is where it's headed. And he lifts up their voice with the trumpet, cymbals, and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying he's good. His mercy endures forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Now, this speaks prophetically of the glory of God that's going to be manifest in the church. But what's going to precede it? They're going to get sanctified and holy. They're going to become one with the Lord. And if they're one with the Lord, they're going to be one in the body of Christ. It's going to come to pass. And then the glory of God is going to be poured out mightily to bring forth the mighty harvest that is going to come forth, because the church is going to be a glorious church. Remember what kind of church is Jesus going to present to himself? A glorious church, without spot, without wrinkle, holy, without blemish before him, unrebukable, unreprovable, that is walking holy and without blame. That's what you and I are to come to as we allow his work to happen in our life. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.